As usual, hello, you're listening to Learning English Through Music, and I'm Linda. Today, let's meet Lady Antebellum. Lady Antebellum is an American country pop music group formed in Nashville, Tennessee in 2006. The trio is composed of Hilary Scott, lead vocals, Charles Kelly, lead vocals, and Dave Haywood, guitar, piano, mandolin. The name Antebellum comes from when the group were photographing Antebellum homes. The Antebellum architectural style describes the large plantation homes in the southern part of America. The Latin word bellum means war. Antebellum therefore means before the war. In America, Antebellum specifically commonly refers to the period before the Civil War. While photographing the houses, one of the group members said that there's a great band name in there, and they adopted the Lady Antebellum name shortly after. Lady Antebellum won 5 awards at the 53rd Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year and Record of the Year for Need You Now, which is also the song we are going to introduce today. Welcome back, that's Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. The lyrics describe placing a call to someone in the middle of the night due to being lonely and longing for companionship. Hilary Scott commented on the song saying that all three of us know what it's like to get to that point where you feel lonely enough that you make a late night phone call that you very well could regret the next day. The rawness in the singer's voice has made the song feel real, and it connects with anyone who's ever dumped a significant other and regretted it in the early morning hours. Let's take a look at some of the lyrics now. Number 1, picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Here, picture is used as a verb, meaning to imagine. This line means I'm looking back at all the beautiful memories we had, and I'm surrounded by them. The word scattered means to separate and go in different directions or disperse. For example, if you guys want to see there are plenty of seats over here scattered about. Another new word, scatterbrain. It's a noun. It means a person regarded as flighty, thoughtless, or disorganized. For instance, what a scatterbrain. She forgot to plug in the coffee maker. And also, its adjective form is scatterbrained. It means forgetful, thoughtless, lacking sense or discretion. For example, she calls herself scatterbrained because she sometimes doesn't even find her own shoes in the house. Number 2, and I wonder if I ever cross your mind. Cross someone's mind means come into someone's mind. For instance, it never crossed my mind that she might lose. Number 3, and I don't know how I can do without. Here, without is an adverb. It means not having or showing something. And do without means to manage without or to forego. For example, if there's none left, we'll have to do without. Or, I'm sure we'll manage without. Number 4, I lost all control and I need you now. Lose control is very simple. It means to be out of control. And its antonym is be under control. Let's learn another noun related to the word control. Control freak. It means a person who always wants to be in control of their own and others' lives and to organize how things are done. For example, he also was a control freak and an artist who built his own myth. Learning English, enjoy music, and making friends. You're listening to Learning English Through Music, and I'm Linda. And that's all for today. Have a wonderful week.